Right, all right. Welcome to episode 2 of the Outlaw Podcast. It's your boy Sauce, live all the way from New Orleans, Louisiana. Got a special guest today. My man Wiz couldn't make it today, so we got another special guest out here. Got my man Locks, defending 3-time Super Bowl champ, coming to you all the way from Ohio. Locks, how you doing, my man?
You been all right, man. How about yourself?
Good, good, man. Look, man, let's get right into it, man. Week one is here, man. Madden is back. We got Outlaw Invasion 2. Talk to me, man. You don't have Joe Burrow anymore, man. You're back. You with the 49ers, not back in the NFC. Talk to me, man. What it look like? What you think you're going to do over there?
Well, you know, I feel like Trey Lance got good upside. I like my receivers. Wish they was a little faster. But I feel great with this team. Especially with George Kittle.
Cool, man. What you think, man? You think he can go three in a row again, man?
I don't know, but I'm going to try. Definitely. This division is tougher.
I don't know, brother. They coming for you, man. Everybody coming for you, man. You out there, man. They headhunting for you, brother. I mean, let's see. We got the Cardinals week one, man. What you think? That's green. New user. What you think, man? Things going to be a tough game?
It definitely can be. It's definitely got the potential to be because I haven't faced him. He's a little hyped up. I don't know how he plays. I watched a couple of his games last year. I saw some things that, you know, could worry me, but I'm not really too worried about it at the moment.
Okay. Let's see. We get lead off. Then we got the Jets. We got the Giants. Eagles should be smooth from there. Then you got Manheim back on the Dolphins. Then you got Cash with the Rams, man. What you think you're going to do against the commish? He got Matthew Stafford now, bro. He don't have his boy no more. So what you think you're going to do with Matthew Stafford over there?
Hey, it's going to be a learning curve for him, definitely, with Matthew Stafford. But I think he got good upside on that team. I like his wide receiver. You know, got that Tutu Adderwell. Really good wide receiver.
I think he'll be all right. We'll see. In week 10, come to the dome, man. It's going to be rough for us this year. We don't have Drew. It's going to be a rough season, man. It's a learning season for us.
For sure. I think y'all got this, though. I think
y'all did. I give myself third place in the division because it's going to be a little rough here. But yeah. Then we got, let's see, week 13. Yeah, Falcons going to be rough. You got week 13, you got your Bills, Washington football 14, Cowboys, Mavs still learning a little bit. Back to Prima Seahawks. Pretty good, decent schedule, man.
Yeah,
I think you'll make a good run in the NFC.
Yeah, I think I can go at least. My upside, I would say, is about 14-2. I think I can drop 1 or 2 games, definitely.
But I think you'd be all right there. I think that's a good prediction.
Yeah,
definitely think that's a good prediction, man. So, yeah, definitely we're going to see how the season go, man. We wish you luck over here in the Outlaws, man. We know you hold it down. We know you do your thing. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll keep it rolling in the NFC West.
You never know. Season, different team. I can get knocked off anytime.
I don't think you're going to get knocked off, man. I think you're going to be straight. I think you're going to be straight in there. You should be 14-2. 14-2, I'll say you shouldn't lose no more than 2 games, my man. You should be straight. Yeah. But, yeah, man, definitely kick off tonight. We're going to kick off with the commish against Mav over there with the Cowboys, man. What you think, man? What's your prediction for this game, bro?
I think Cash got it. I think he's going to take the first game, too.
I think he's going to take it, too.
If he stays to the run game, you know, set up the pass, and that defense can hold it down also with Jalen Ramsey and Donald. I think he's going to be real good right there.
Definitely. We'll see what happens, man. We'll definitely see what happens. Well, man, that's all the time we got right now for this segment, man. I sure do appreciate you joining us all the way from Ohio. Keep warm. Keep cool, whatever it is over there. I don't know if it's too cold, too hot.
It's emotional over here, I'll tell you that. It don't even what it's going to do. Rain, snow, sun, nothing.
Definitely, man. Awesome, man. Well, I appreciate you joining, brother. Until next time, good luck in the season. We'll see you next time.
Yep, no problem.
Awesome. All right, guys, continuing with the cast, man. Let's take a look at the rest of the NFL season, man. We kick. Kicking off with the Cowboys and the Rams. Let's take a look at that matchup. We got Cash over there. He finished, I want to say, third in last year with the Rams in the division. Matt finished, if I'm not mistaken, second and third in his division. Should be a pretty good matchup, man. Week one. Rest of the schedule is looking pretty good. We got Seahawks versus Falcons. We're looking at the Falcons to make some pretty good noise this year. Should do a pretty good job in the division. It's going to be a tough one. Trav is always tough in the division with the Panthers. Got the Panthers taking on the Raiders, Chargers and the Bengals. That should be a pretty good game. You got Lazy coming off a okay year with the Seahawks, transferring over to the Cincinnati Bengals. Got Joe Burrow, nice few weapons over there, so it should be an interesting year for him. And then you got Johnny, Big Mouth Johnny. Johnny is back with his Ravens where he started a couple years ago. Back with the Ravens, man. We'll see what he can do with these Ravens over there. You got Lamar still sitting over there. Mark Ingram. Got some weapons over there, man. We'll see what he does. Also, in the NFC South, we still have, like I said, the Panthers. Panthers won the division, if I'm not mistaken, 3 out of the 4 times we played last year. Trav's always been a solid player. We'll see what he does in the division this year. NFC North, it's going to be real interesting. My money's on the Bears this year. I'm hoping Hayes can prove me wrong, finally get a victory in the division. But we'll see. But yeah, man, we're kicking off Madden, getting ready to start it up, get the season rolling. Should be an interesting year. Should be an interesting season due to COVID. Everybody's back, ready to roll. So hopefully we'll get this thing going and have a great year with Madden. Taking a look into baseball, man. Rough night last night for a few teams. Had some rough outings, man. A few teams got a little whack. Giants took 2 losses back to back. Took 1 from the Braves. Took a 7-1 loss from the Braves and then took a 7-1 loss from the commissioner over there. It was a pretty rough night for him. Dodgers, Dominican brothers, they clashed last night. We had the Dodgers clash with, the Toronto Blue Jays. Ended up being a 7-4 victory for the Dodgers. That should put him at 20-0. Man, I don't know what to say. We got to check these guys out for steroids, man. It's just crazy. I don't know what to say. It's just crazy over there. These guys is just rolling, man. Can't stop these guys hitting, man. L is doing a great job with the team, man. I know we all make a good fun and games with him, but he's doing a great job with the team, man. It's hard to stop him. We'll see what happens. We definitely see what happens, man. It's going to be real interesting in the playoffs. Hopefully somebody can take him down before we get in the playoffs. But we'll definitely see. Should be a good year for him, good playoff run for him. So, as of last night, after a few games was played, the standings look Dodgers 21-0. 21-0, man, that's crazy. Padres are sitting at 19-2. That's a really good record for him, for that guy over there. You got the Phillies sitting at 12-2. Real good job for game. You got the Blue Jays sitting at 15-11. Red Sox at 13-9. Minnesota 18-6, man. That's really good for him. You know, say it's his first time on the box with it. You got the Angels sitting at 11-10. So far, so good. Then you got Washington Nationals 9-11, Yankees 12-17. Braves coming up a little better, the 7th win. You got Diamondbacks with their 8th win last night. So overall, it's looking pretty good, man. But let's talk about the top 5 teams, man. Top 5 teams is your Dodgers, Padres, Phillies, Jays, and Red Sox. Man, it's really good season for these guys. Really good year so far. Hopefully, they can keep it going. keep the league rolling, man. Keep it, get a good spot in the playoffs. It's going to be interesting, man, but the Twins are coming on strong, man. The Twins are sitting pretty good in the sixth position. Only 9.5 games back from first place. Hopefully you get a couple wins tonight. Move up above the Red Sox. We'll see. But definitely a good season for him, man, for his first year. We'll see what happens, man. But all in all, man, want to keep you guys tuned in to the podcast, man. We're going to podcast 3 times a week. Want everybody to tune in, check us out. We broadcasting live on Spotify. We are on iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and our number one sponsor is Anchor. You can catch us on Anchor. We running 24 hours a day. You can always check out the episode, listen to us. Show us some shout outs. We are new Facebook coming shortly for our podcast and our league, Outlaws Sports League. We're going to have multiple leagues going on, man. We're going to have basketball, baseball, football, hockey, soccer. Man, we're going to have it all up and running. Have it going, man. Prizes. Win the Super Bowl. We take care of you, man. We look out for you. It's like a big, big family, man. We've been doing this since 2012. It's been ran by myself, the commissioner, the guy that created everything, Cash, and with the help of a few of our other users that we had, Cash Support, Trav, Najee, Hayes, L. We just got a lot of support, man, and we want to thank you guys for helping us out throughout the years, and we're going to keep it rolling. But tune into the podcast, guys. We'll be back on later on tonight with our second segment. Want to appreciate you guys for listening to segment 1 tonight. We're definitely doing a second segment tonight. We're going to be speaking with the winner out of the week 1 game of the week, man. The Rams versus the Cowboys. So we'll be speaking with them, talking with them, talking with the winner, talking with the loser, and seeing how it goes, man. But tune in to the podcast. Thank you guys for listening. And we'll be back on later on tonight, guys. All right. Welcome back to segment 2 of our Outlaw Podcast. I'm joined today. This your boy Sauce, live from New Orleans, coming in with the commish Cash, all the way from New Jersey. What's up, brother?
Hey, man. How you doing, bro?
Doing good, man. Tough night tonight, starting out week 1, man. Had a rough outing with the Cowboys. 38-17, man. Let's talk a little bit about it, brother.
Man, you know, just shaking off a little bit of the rust. Haven't played, football in a few months since we ended it. So it's just, you know, getting our feel for the game. Nothing too serious. He already know that guy over there. He know we bring the pain. That's probably the biggest win he got on me in a long time since them 360 days. So, you know, he already know, man. You know what we're about over there in L.A.
Definitely, man. Let's look at it. 52 rushing yards, 309 passing yards. We had a good outing with Matthew Stafford. You know, for your first time playing with him, man. Looks like, you know, 3 interceptions, a little roughing out with that. But overall performance was pretty good, man. 93.9% rating. So, looks like you got your little work cut out for you to learn a little bit with Matthew Stafford. But looks like you definitely had the Rams rolling as usual.
Yeah, we're going to try to put something together over here, man. But, you know, bringing him over here to the addition of the Rams, that's a good look. I like how he's throwing the ball. He's pretty accurate with it. And we just got a young core out there. They're real young. We got a lot of rookies out there. So we just got to put something together. It's all about building chemistry.
Definitely. I understand that, building chemistry. Little running down the schedule a little bit. Eagles, Bills, Giants, Washington, 49ers. 49ers game going to be an interesting game week 6. Then you run it down with the Bears, Dolphins, Seahawks, Bucks, 49ers, Cards, Patriots, Jets, Seahawks, and Cards again. So a nice little tough little schedule going there. It's going to be an interesting. What you think about Locks coming over to the 49ers, man? You think it's going to be pretty good in your division?
I think Locks is a bum. bottom line, hands down, he's a bum. No matter what team he play with or what team he grab, he's a bum. He know that. We ready for him. So all that, he over in my division. He picked the wrong division this year. That's all I can say.
Definitely understand that. Well, guys, that's all we got for the end of the night with the commission. I want to want you guys to keep tuning in with us. We're going to keep broadcasting live every night. Right now, this is segment two. We got segment three coming out. We want to thank the commission for coming on with us for a little bit.
Anytime.
The commissioner will be back in a couple weeks, guys. We're going to sit down. We're going to go over a lot of things that we have going on with the Outlaws, with the podcast, with the Facebook, we told you, coming live, with the new leagues we got, NHL.
Yeah, we're going in many directions. We got a lot of things to talk about in the upcoming weeks. I'm excited. I can't wait to tell you my thoughts and, you know, my visions and how we all work together and get things done. So I can't wait for that.
Definitely. As I was explaining on the previous segment, guys, understand we've been doing this since 2012-13. Man, we've been running this a lot. It's real active. It's really good. It's a really good league. We got a lot of new things coming to you. And like I said, my sit down with me, Wiz, and the commission a couple weeks, but definitely break everything down to you guys, and we hope you enjoyed this segment. We got segment three coming in about another half an hour, 20 minutes to a half an hour. Right now, I want you to listen up with a word from our sponsors, Anchor. Talk to you guys later. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Outlaw Podcast. This is segment three, coming to you live with MLB The Show. This is your boy Sauce from New Orleans, LA, joined by L from Davenport, Florida. What's up, bro?
What up?
Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. Thanks for having me, my guy.
No problem, brother. Man, let's talk about it real quick. Let's jump right into the show, man. 22-0, man. How you doing it, man? What's going on? Talk to us, man. The people want to know, man. Is the team on steroids or what?
Nah, man. Ain't no steroids out here, man.
What's going on? What's just, the team, man? Just, how you got this team rolling like this?
It's a lot of practice, man. Hard work and dedication. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Let's look at it, man. 8.889 slugging. 0.413 on base percentage, man. That's good numbers, man, to say first year on Xbox, man. How you liking it on the Xbox opposed to PlayStation?
Yeah, it's a little different, man. I like it better on the box because just the way the controller feels, it's a little different from the PlayStation. But yeah, man, I like the way it feels on the Xbox.
Cool. Tell me, man, what you think about the league, man? How you like how it's running, how everything's going for the first time?
First time, man. It's going good, man. I think, you know, certain people there, you know, they got to get the games in. But other than that, I like the way, you know, people have been playing right. Had a little couple things going on at the beginning, but, you know, I think we got it down pat now.
Cool, man. Talk to me about the playoffs. What you think, man? You going to go undefeated in the playoffs all the way to the World Series?
Nah, man. I ain't trying to jinx myself, man. One game at a time.
Cool, man. You can tune in weekly with us on the MLB The Show. We got L on here with us tonight, LA.
Yes, sir.
Dodgers. It's been a LA, good week. Good week for him. He's 22-0 right now, running the show with everything in MLB. We're picking up 22 game win streak. Doing real good right now. Let's tune in to us.
Steroids, next time, man.
No steroids. They'll
no
say
steroids,
team,
man. Yeah,
clear team
that
just
up,
doing
man.
Good. Says team just doing good. Here. But cool, man. Thanks for joining us on the show, man. You guys can tune in to us tomorrow night. We'll be back on with our next segment. This will be it for the night with us on the Outlaw Podcast. You can catch us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We are on daily every day. Tomorrow night, my boy Wiz will be back with us live from North Carolina. Once again, shout out to L22-0 on MLB The Show Xbox this year with us, first year in the Outlaws. congratulations for right now, brother. Hope to see you in the playoffs. Do your thing. Win the first World Series with us.
Thank you, my brother.
Awesome, man. You guys have a good night, and we will see you guys tomorrow on the Outlaw Podcast.